ABC Radio Australia.
Samoa's new Prime Minister has banned the country's only daily newspaper from covering its press conferences, accusing it of publishing misleading articles. La'auli Alemaliatoa Leotia Schmidt announced the ban on the Samoa Observer at his first press conference since returning from 8 weeks medical leave in New Zealand. During the media event, he ordered the newspaper's reporter to leave the room and said the ban would also apply to his ministers as well. Though in a statement released late yesterday, the PM seemed to walk back the restriction, describing the ban as temporary. For more details, though, we're joined by our Samoa reporter Adele Fraud. That Manuela Tayal, Adele.
Tayal Manuia Agi.
Well, thank you for joining. This is a very interesting situation. If you could just take us through, what has the PM actually had to say and his reasons?
Yes, during yesterday's press conference, Prime Minister Lauli Maliatoa Plante Valfosi Schmidt, kicked off his, statements by addressing the issue or his thoughts about the Samoa Observer. So he went directly and addressed the issue, stating that there will be a ban on the country's only newspaper or daily newspaper, and then started stating that there were various reasons why he made this decision. And some of those reasons include, he said that the Observer published an article stating that his CEOs or heads of his government departments that he's looking after had a meeting or, held a meeting, allegedly held a meeting to discuss matters pertaining to his stay in New Zealand and also the meetings he had. However, the chief executive officer of his ministry came to correct the Samoa Observer's article stating there never was a meeting. So these were just some of the reasons why the Prime Minister said that, he wants to ban the Samoa Observer. It's through, according to him, incorrect articles. And then the most recent event was on Saturday, 16th of November, after returning home. He said only 10 minutes. He was just arrived at home 10 minutes. He was meeting his family's children. And then the Samoa Observer newspapers, reporters and photographers, he alleged that they trespassed and tried to access his private residence without invitation, hence why they were stopped by police at the gate. Now, he finds that the Observer's approach was rude and invasive. So he calls the overall approach by the Samoa Observer's lack of respect. So, yes, these were some of his reasons behind the ban.
Well, thank you for that, Adele. Yeah, are you saying that the only misleading articles, this is the reason as to why he has banned the Samoa Observer?
It's not just that one. Another article that he mentioned was the article quoting the Ministry of Foreign Affairs suggesting that he was advised not to meet foreign leaders while under medical leave. That was also one of the stories that he flagged during the press conference. And also another article that he was referring to was regarding the chair, the wheelchair that apparently was used during a meeting with the New Zealand Foreign Minister, which was flagged as fake. So there's a couple of articles that he was referring to. And yes, he says that the Samoa Observer was trying to discord his absence. And so, yes, it was creating a lot of discord, really, during his absence, according to the Prime Minister.
Mm. Adele, we understand that, the Prime Minister obviously had a confrontation also, right, with journalists at his home over the weekend, which we will actually try and unpack later in the show. But, however, as a journalist in Samoa, is it uncommon for journalists to go to officials' homes?
In my years of experience as a journalist, no, it's not uncommon. And also, you know, the Samoa Observer and, you know, has done this before for other, for example, government officials. They've also done this with CEOs as well. And it's not new. To be honest, it's not new for this to happen. It's normal. It's a normal process. It's just a matter of, you know, if the reporters get to the homes and they're not allowed to, you know, that's basically they're not allowed to enter the premises. It's a private property. But yes, there are cases that if they do visit the homes of government officials, they are you know, allowed to do interviews. But you know, that all depends on who they're visiting, I guess. But no, it's not new to the Samoa media for this to happen.
Mm. Now, I know that Laoli is not the first prime minister, right, that the Observer has actually gotten offside with. Is that right? Or who else has sort of been in, I suppose, has had a situation with the Observer?
Well, if I recall correctly, it's the former Prime Minister Tula Ipa had, you know, just, I would say he had his fair share of times, you know, he did not agree with the Samoa Observer at times. But, you know, so it's not new to the Observer to get this sort of treatment. It's not new for them because over the years there's so much history. You know, the paper has been, you know, in operation for so many years, over 40 years now, and you know, and they've gone through so many governments, you know, and they have experienced all sorts of, you know, these sort of in relation to what they're getting now. So they've gone through so much, you know, and according to the Prime Minister himself, he gives credit to what the Samoa Observer's chief editor, Savia Sanmalifa's stance is, and, you know, and he applauds his work all these years. But according to the Prime Minister, he says that there are new people at the helm of the paper and he does not agree with how they're operating.
Mm.
So these were just some of his statements during the press conference.
As you said, Adele, the Observer has been around for years. So I'm wondering, how culturally embedded is the Observer, you know, within the community? Like, do you think people will actually sympathise with the paper? Have you had much public reaction to this band?
Well, I've seen mixed reactions, to be honest. Some have supported the Samoa Observer stance. They are, encouraging the Samoa Observer to continue doing their job, keeping government accountable, asking the hard questions. You know, that's being shared on social media. However, there is also feedback from those that do not support the work that the Samoa Observer does. And they are applauding the Prime Minister's new move, stating that, they are allegedly spreading misinformation, basically. So there's two sides to it, and it's mixed reactions really right now. But there are those that stand for the paper, yes.